Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed, and we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all heart, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way, and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light, for you are nothing else.
And welcome to Revolutionary Life.
This is Gary speaking. And I want to welcome everybody who's tuning in tonight. I want to make sure. Yeah, there we go. I want to make sure I can hear everybody. Hold on just a second. Okay, there we go. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Again, this is Revolutionary Life. And I'm your host, Gary. And tonight, guys, we're going to be talking about secret societies. The topic tonight is secret societies. So what's the secret? It's the question we ask. You're going to like this, man, if you're into secret societies, because we ain't going to get into the weeds, but I mean, we got to go ahead on and talk about this and get this out of the way. And so, tonight, we started out, let me start out by letting everybody know, especially if you're new, that we're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Central Standard Time. All right, 7 p.m. every weekday night, Monday through Friday. All right. And so we're kicking the week off. We're kicking the week off this time, and we're kicking it off with societies. We're finna take a revolutionary look, and that's what Revolutionary Life. We call this place Revolutionary Life. This show, because we look at issues that affect your lives every day. It's just that we look at them from a revolutionary point of view. I want to thank you for listening in tonight. Listen close, because if you're familiar with some of this stuff, great. If you're not, you might hear something you haven't. I don't know. But it's time we talk about societies, secret societies, I think. So Monday, today, 4/26/2021, here on Blog Talk Radio. All right, you're listening to Revolutionary Life, and you ponder on secret societies for a moment, Illuminati, Freemasonry, all kinds of brotherhoods out there, sisterhoods out there, fraternities out there, sororities out there, Hellenistic societies out there. But, you know, internationally, you got Golden Dawn, you got Knights Templar, you got the whole kit and caboodle, baby. They all out there. I got pictures going by the screen right now if you're on my show. And you'll see some of the clips I have of some of these societies. So we're going to address this issue tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about secret societies. And we're going to ask the question, hey, so what's the secret? I'm going to give you a little music. I'll be right back. So what's the secret? You're listening to Revolutionary Life, where we look at the issues in life that affect us every day, things that affect us directly and indirectly. Thing is that we look at those things from a revolutionary point of view. Stick with me. Tonight, we're going to be talking about secret societies, brotherhoods, or just hoods, by the way, gangs, syndicates. They're all secret societies, aren't they? They got their own rules, their own brotherhood, their own members, all that good stuff. Well, tonight we're going to talk about what's the big secret. This is 2021, right? In fact, it's April the 26th here, 2021, Central Standard Time. And everything these days is open. Very little is hiding anymore, whether it's spiritual or material. In science, once you get to the quantum level, everything's spooky. Right? And so, in the same thing in every aspect of life now, even in the medical arena. I did a whole presentation for you guys, and if you get a chance to go back and look at it, you know, all my shows are archived. And so if you're looking at my show now or later, you can scroll down and you'll see a list of on-demand shows. These are shows that, hang on a minute. These are shows that, and these are shows that I've already done, and they are on demand. And one of them, and they're by topic, you know, just check for the topic. And one of them is on belief. It's called Belief. And in it, we talk about the clinical trials that they do, like with vaccines and drugs, prescription drugs. They do these clinical trials, and we talked about how the clinical trials are double-blind trials, and they have usually three groups. One group takes the medication, the other group doesn't, and that's the control group. They don't take anything. So we pretty much know their condition is going to stay the same or whatever. And then there's a placebo group. And in that presentation, man, if you go back and listen to that presentation, all this, the constant throughout all the stories on placebo, where people take a sugar pill, but they believe. And that's the constant right there. Throughout all of that, it's about belief. It's about belief systems. BS. And everybody got their own BS. And so we did a big thing on belief systems, but placebo showed in medical arena, even in the medical arena, things get spooky. In the quantum field, things get spooky. In the medical field, things get spooky. So we already there. We are already on the edge of consciousness and subconsciousness and reality and reality checks, right? And so check this out. So what is a secret society really has to keep secret in 2021? Now, don't get me wrong. I have no problem with societies. Let's say brotherhoods, fraternities, things like that, sororities, you know. you know, people looking out for each other. That's like family. A family is a gang, by blood gang. I mean, they're the same blood. They're relatives. And they look out for each other. Theoretically, your family backs you up. And it's, anyway, in all kinds, in every arena that they can. And so I don't have any problem with that. But they, why do they have to be secret societies? And so in looking at this situation and looking at this issue, guys, I went back to the 1700s. And I went back farther than that. But in the 1700s, there was a lot of literature began coming out about secret societies, the Illuminati, Adam Weishaupt, the Illuminati founder or whatever, the Golden Dawn, the Orient, Masons, Freemasons, all that. Now, I want you to listen close. I want you to check this out. In the 1700s, man, and in the 1600s, and in the 1500s, the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, there's a lot of Catholics around about that time. Rome made sure of that. Most of Europe got introduced to Catholicism when it showed up on the tips of Roman swords and spears. But it spread like wildfire. That's the name of, that's how war and conquest works. You accept my language, you accept my religion, and we take your resources. And so that's what Rome did. And so they just, everybody else just follows suit. And so consequently, the church had things like inquisitions, the Spanish Inquisition. Folks were labeled heretics who taught something opposed to what the church saw as something that they okayed. If it was okayed by the church, you could say it, but if it wasn't, you could be labeled a heretic. You could be labeled a non-believer. You could be labeled an infidel. And Islam, it would have been called an infidel. However, in both those, you know, all of those Judeo-Christian religions, in Judaism, you may have been called a goyim. So all of the Judeo-Christian religions set themselves apart from those who weren't them. And of course, Catholicism is well known for the Crusade, the Holy Crusade, Christianity, whatever. For the Holy Crusades, the fight back and forth for Jerusalem and other pieces of property. And as I said earlier, the Spanish Inquisition. And so even wealthy men were afraid to go against the church. Let me give you an example that you may already have known about. But let me give you an example in case you think I'm leading you astray. A man by the name of Galileo Galilei has gone down in history as inventing one of the most powerful telescopes of the time, He arranged lenses, convex and concave lenses such that they got 100 times anything previous in magnification. And so he became famous for this excellent telescope. Well, he was doing fine, making money off this telescope. The man had a lucrative business selling telescopes to merchants. You see, he went down to the market, and some of those businessmen would buy a telescope or rent one or whatever from him, go up to a tower above the market, And up in that tower, they could look out over the harbor. And if they saw a ship coming in carrying coffee, they knew that the price of coffee was going to go down because it's going to be abundant. And so, and they had ship manifests. And so they would use Galileo's telescope to see before anybody else that a ship was coming in. And if they knew the name of that ship, they'd look on the manifest and said, oh, that ship is carrying tons of coffee. And so they'd run back down to the market and hike their prices up to get as much as they can because they know the market is going to be flooded with coffee and nobody else knows. Sounds like the stock market, doesn't it? What's been going on? Wall Street been going on a long time. So Galileo would sell these rich folks, these merchants, these telescopes or rent them out to them or whatever. And so they could play their game on the consumer. And so, and other businessmen who didn't know how to do that or about that. However, that went fine for Galileo. But Galileo actually published a book saying that the sun was in the center of our galaxy, our solar system. We were in a solar system, i.e., we were in a system, we were our universe. The Earth went around the sun, and all the other planets circulated around the sun, and the sun was in the center. So it was a heliocentric, helio being sun. So he talked about it. He used his telescope to determine that there was a sun in the middle of everything, and the planets went around the sun. Guess what? That was just the opposite of what the church taught. So Galileo Galilei was kidnapped by the Catholic Church. This is your history, guys. Galileo Galilei was kidnapped by the Catholic Church and held captive inside the Vatican. And here's the kicker. Because, well, first of all, if you got it, guys, if you got it, the church taught that the earth, since God made the heavens and the earth, that the earth was in the center. And everything out there, the sun, the moon, all that stuff just went around the earth. And it was a geocentric universe, the earth-centric, and everything went around the earth. Here Galileo come along and said, no, you can use this telescope and tell that the sun is in the center, and we live in a solar system. They locked his ass up for saying that. Here's the kicker. While Galileo, while he was locked out, he wrote a letter to a prince. They let him write letters, especially to this prince, I guess. He had some connections. And the prince published a letter. The letter said, the letter said that the Vatican told Galileo while they was holding him hostage that we already know that the sun is in the center. The people are not ready to know. He said they backed it up by reaching on the shelf, pulling off a book by Copernicus, Greco-Roman period. Copernicus that shows a solar system drawn on paper. The Vatican had the book from Copernicus that showed we lived in a solar system. And so when Galileo wrote the letter to the prince and said that Vatican told him that we already know, and they pulled a book off the shelf to prove it to him. Check that out. Secret societies. In those days, if you wanted to talk about study stuff, science, math, histories that were not, or that were not cleared by the church, you could be labeled a heretic. Your career could be destroyed. You could be destroyed. And so, thus, secret societies. I'm going to give you a little music. I'll be right back. They had to be secret to study the kinds of things they were studying. And when I get back, we're going to talk about the kinds of things they had to hide to study. Even your friend Isaac Newton had to hide some of his stuff. Secret societies, yeah, you have to be secret. You listen to Revolutionary Life. This is Gary speaking. We're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And tonight, guys, and we got all kinds of topics. If you're new, you get all of our stuff are archived, so you can catch us on demand. Also, if you want to follow, there's a little follow button up upper right-hand corner, I think, of your screen. There's a share button up there, too, guys. You can share. And tonight here on Revolutionary Life, we're taking a revolutionary look. It's 2021. Now, I got, as I was saying before I left here, I got it that when the church was coming down on people that they caught practicing. You know, the guy, Sir Arthur Boyle, B-O-Y-L-E, Sir Arthur Boyle. Sir Arthur, this guy was knighted, and he was scared of the church. This was a scientist. This was a guy who discovered the vacuum. There wouldn't be no light bulbs. Here's a guy who discovered the vacuum. The church told him there's no such thing as a vacuum. There's no such thing as a place where there's nothing. And so he almost got in trouble for coming up with vacuum tubes and vacuums with the church. He had narrow escape. Sir Isaac Newton, same thing. He had to write his stuff, and he had to meet secretly. Okay, so we got that, guys. These guys had to meet secretly, so thus, secret societies. Nothing strange, nothing weird. They were vilified, of course, because the church knew about them, but it couldn't catch their ass. if they had secret signs and symbols and handshakes and that kind of thing. If the church could have called them, they probably would have dealt with them. But when it's coming down like that, when there's that much oppression on thought and study, you had to hide. Kings, there were kings who had stuff in their basement from ancient Greece, scrolls, mathematic formulas, things like that, but also maybe medical cures and stuff like that, that if the church had caught them with that stuff, they could have been labeled heretics. And they were scrolls from ancient times, particularly ancient Egyptian and Greek and ancient Egyptian. Now, the ancient Egyptian hieroglyph was busted in the 1700s. I mean, opened for people were able to translate some of it. And thanks to Napoleon Bonaparte. Egypt blew his mind. He went back to Egypt with savants. You know, savants. These guys who are extra smart when it comes to certain things. Maybe they might not be able to tie their shoes, but they can give you rocket fuels, mathematical equations and molecular structure at a drop of a hat. He went over there with artists in Egypt and the Giza Plateau, Napoleon did. And he recovered something called the Rosetta Stone. You know, that's, they named it language thing where, you know, you learn different languages. They got a company called Rosetta Stone out there. Well, that came from that Rosetta Stone that Napoleon stole from Egypt, and of course the thing had Egyptian hieroglyphs, but it also was on that stone was a translation of those hieroglyphs in Greek, and something called demonic at the time, and so they were able to translate those languages, and they could figure out the hieroglyphs because they were saying the same thing just in different languages. Which is pretty cool for back in those days. Somebody did all that translation. And so check it out. And so once the hieroglyph was open to them, they began to study Egyptian scrolls and hieroglyphs. So I'm telling you guys, they had to hide to study ancient Egyptian chemistry. They didn't call it chemistry. The church called it black magic. They're studying black magic, alchemy. The church called it black magic. But the Greeks, Alexander was actually Macedonian, but he fought for the Greeks and took Egypt for the Greeks. The Greeks called it the black mystery. Not black magic, they called it the black mystery. They would go to Egypt to learn the black mystery from Greece, right? They didn't say black. They said Kim, K-H-E-M. Like Kemet meant black land. So Kim, the Kim mystery was what they went to study. How we get the word chemistry. If you look in the dictionary for C-H-E-M or K-H-E-M, they're both going to mean black. And so that's where we get the word chemistry. The Greeks went to Egypt to study the chem mystery. And so when later times, when kings and queens got their hands on this stuff, the church says it's called it black magic. And they could be persecuted for it. The Arabs call it alchemistry or alchemy, what later was called alchemy. But it was still the black chemistry or the chemistry, which we study today. And we'll do a thing on that, guys. And probably this is connected to the secret society, the, you know, all the money spent in Egypt right now. Because, I mean, okay, we'll do a thing on this. But check this out, man. Alchemy, all of the invasions of Egypt, and that didn't include just the Greeks, man. That included the Hyksos and the Phoenicians and the Arabs. And the Arabs are there right now, as a matter of fact, since their invasion. The Romans. So why was everybody running into Egypt? And why was they after this alchemy, this black chemistry, this black mystery? Because they heard they was turning base metals into gold. That's a whole nother presentation, guys. But that's what led to all the invasions into Egypt. Not just the knowledge, yeah. But they wanted to know were they able to turn base metals into gold. And it was simple, complex, but the method was very simple. And we'll talk about that. And so alchemy became a big thing and everybody went there. But once they learned Egyptian, they had to hide to read this stuff. So you had secret societies. They had to hide to practice this chemistry. So you had secret societies. And the church vilified them and made them look like something nefarious. All right? Now, that ain't to say there ain't some nefarious secret societies, but I mean, that's societies of assassins, they told me, in Middle East, the Hashish people. And so they are secret societies and secret societies. But I can understand 1800s, 1700s, you had to study this stuff. Ancient Egyptian scrolls, chemistry, you had to study this stuff in the quiet, on the quiet, in the secret. Or you could be persecuted. But it's 2021, guys. The title of this presentation is Secret Society. So what's the secret? It's 2021. What's the deal? I mean, that was the 1700s, 1600s, 1700s, man. Yeah, I understood that. The church would come down on you. But are you still scared of the church? Do you still need to be secret? Is there still something you need to hold on to secretly for fear of persecution? I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't know that. You know what I mean? I just thought about that. Maybe the church still scares these people. I know they used to. I know they used to. That's why they were secret societies. If you were going to practice this chemistry, you were going to get called practicing black magic, and you're going to be called a heretic by the church, and you're going to lose everything, maybe your life. Galileo Galilei got abducted and held hostage. That's history. So that wasn't no joke back then. Now, it's 2021. Come on, guys. What's the secret? I'll be right back. You lived a revolutionary life. This is Gary speaking. Tonight we're speaking on secret societies. We know why it was necessary, I think. I think we understand secrecy in the 16th, 17th hundreds if you were going to study stuff, deep sciences that weren't okayed by the church. And you were going to come up with science and inventions and science that wasn't okayed by the church. Sir Arthur Boyle had to go up against the church, and this is the man who discovered the vacuum. The church said there's no such thing. Galileo Galilei, abducted and held hostage in the Vatican. While they told him that, yeah, we know it's a solar system, they pulled the book off the shelf from Copernicus, showing the drawing that they had in the Vatican. They said the people ain't ready to know. How about that, sheeple? How about that, y'all? How much, what else is y'all not ready to know that's on that shelf? They told Galileo, we already know. Anyway, secret made sense. But what's up now? It's 2021. Things that used to be in the dark is coming into the light in every aspect, from science to medicine. You get into the quantum field and things get crazy. You get into the medical field and then you got placebo. People taking sugar pills and their tumors disappear because they believe they took a medicine. Or people getting shot. They say a shot works better with a placebo. The hypodermic, that needle, increases the belief that you're really taking something. So when they do the placebo test on you and they just give you a sugar solution, it works best with the needle. People really believe they're getting a medication then. So I asked everybody in my previous presentation on this, and you can go back and pick that up. All my stuff is archived. All my stuff is on demand right there in front of you. I just asked everybody, had they got their shot yet? Had they got the needle? You see, in a double-blind clinical trial, it's called double-blind because the people administering the placebo and the drug don't know which is which. And the people who are getting, who are being the subjects of the trial, who are going to be shot with this stuff, they don't know which is which. In fact, they might not even know a placebo is in the trial. But somebody got a sugar pill, or somebody got shot with sugar, and they get just as healthy as the people who took the medicine, or better. So they believe they took the medicine. Belief will heal you. Belief will kill you. That's the name of that presentation. Go back and check it out, guys. But it's 2021. So now here's the thing. If you're a secret society because you're hiding, you want to hide from everybody. You're hiding from something. Okay. Criminal organizations. Or organizations that just don't want to be public. I mean, if you got emblems on your car, if you're doing events dressed in your outfits, if you have buildings with your emblems on them, that's not really secret. However, your business is secret. What goes on is secret. Maybe that's what you mean by a secret society. Right? Or does it mean that you're holding some secret, some world-shaking, deep secret that you're keeping secret? Your society was pulled together to maintain this secret or something like that. There's a whole lot, I guess there's a lot of reason you could be called a secret society. Because other than that, you're just a brotherhood. You're just a family. You're just an organization. You're just a corporation. You're just a group. You're a gang. You're a hood. You're gang banging. That's all. That's okay. You're family. So what's the secret? Why you got to be a secret family? I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, there's many reasons why you might consider yourself a secret society. But I think if I was looking at something like the Golden Dawn or the Freemasonry and things like that, I think it's the idea that they had some kind of information, knowledge that everybody can't access, that they maintain, that they hold secret. You know what I mean? And so they call themselves a secret society. Not because they're hiding from anybody, because they got rings and jewelry and buildings. I mean, you know, they're not hidden. They're not secret. And so they might be calling themselves that because I guess they might be because they're holding a secret. I think all these some of these religious or brotherhoods maybe believe that they're holding a secret. You got groups like the Skull and Bones out of Yale. And you got, all of them got these kinds of groups. But hey, if you ain't holding some secret, some world-shaking deep secret about the world, about life, about the world or whatever that nobody knows, and you formed a society to protect that secret. I got that. But if you ain't, then you just a group. You're just a group of folks who, at the exclusion of people who are not part of your membership, work with and for each other. Right? You're a brotherhood. So you have obligations to your brotherhood, to the hood, to the sisterhood, to the hood. And so, yeah, you pledge to the hood. Or, you know, the same thing. I mean, there are fraternal organizations, there's sororities, fraternal organizations. It's just that. So drop the secret shit. If you ain't got no secrets, that's all I'm saying. Because ain't nothing finna hide anymore. Even the spooky shit is coming out. Once you get into quantum physics, once you get into placebo, you're already into consciousness and belief systems. So we're going to shake some belief systems if that's what you're scared to do. I can understand you being scared to shake anybody's belief system when the Catholic Church was persecuting people who got caught propagating something they didn't agree with. But it's 2021. Unless behind the scenes that pressure is still there. Maybe. I'm just saying. Maybe you're still scared to make whatever you're holding secret public. But it's going to come out. Ain't nothing hiding no more. So drop the secret shit. If you're a brotherhood, cool. If you're a family, cool. If you're a sisterhood, cool. Work together. Make sure each other survive. Organize. Organisms. Organizations. That's beautiful. Powerful. I wish the world was a brotherhood and a sisterhood. I wish we all was part of your fraternity and looked after each other. But if it can't be everybody, just a small group of people, then it's a small group of people. But the idea of having somebody get your back, that's beautiful. Working towards something like that, that's beautiful. That's family. And that's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. Right? And so it's that time. If you ain't holding no real secrets, man, you wasting people. You got people joining your organizations. You got people looking to you and reading your stuff. And all of your stuff is coming from those ancient books. We know where it's coming from. We can look at your nomenclature. It's ancient Egyptian. It's Greco-Roman. It's ancient Egyptian. And don't give anything to the Romans too quick, guys. I mean, Marcus Aurelius will tell you that his shit comes from Egypt and Greece, not from Rome, his knowledge. I mean, the Romans were wiping their butts with papyruses, with mathematics on them, when they raided Greece and took it over. Until somebody figured out what that paper, what was on that papyrus. I don't know who picked it up and cleaned it off, but somebody said, wait a minute, don't wipe your butt with that. And then all of a sudden you had the great Greco-Roman period, thanks to the Greeks. And you had the Greek period, thanks to the Egyptians. So that's where Plato and them spent their time. Anyway, that's, we know what they got. If they're studying that stuff, come on out. Let's study it. Hermes Trismegistus. Thrice great, thrice born, thrice magistry. We know about Hermes. So what else are you going to teach in these secret societies? What are you holding on to? And why are you scared to make it public? What's the secret? The name of this presentation is Secret Societies, guys. And we asked the question in the title, so what's the secret? Come on. And how long can you keep it a secret? And then if you ain't got no secret, quit jacking people around. I mean, you ain't jacking them around. Just call yourself a group, a hood, a brotherhood, a gang, a cooperative, a syndicate. You know, a group. And y'all look after each other, a family. I got that. But if you ain't got no secrets. And if you had, they're going to be whatever there was secret. It's going to be, it's coming out now anyway. With things that we did not know, you know, about our reality, about the world around us. You know, alchemy is open for, in the history of mankind, is still, is understood now to be longer than the church said it was. All of that shit is being revealed. And so what are y'all holding on to? What kind of secrets you guys got? All right, guys, we're going to go into our call-in section here in a minute. I'm going to give out our call-in number. That number is going to be area code 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060. And I'm going to open up my chat room. So if anybody wants to comment, they can comment in my chat. And I will respond to that comment in the chat. And if you call me, I'll bring you on the air. Everybody hear what you have to say. And everybody will hear my response. Give you a little music. I'll be right back. ¶¶ You're listening to Revolutionary Life. This is Gary speaking. Tonight we were talking about secret societies, and we asked the question, what the hell is the secret? We understood the necessity for secrecy at one time. But shit, we got cameras on every corner. Everybody's got a camera on that and on their phone. Public social media. Shit, what's hidden anymore? What's the secret, I ask? Now, I understand. Now, I wasn't talking about nefarious organizations. Those are secret societies too. The mafia, that kind of thing. Yeah, cabals of all kinds out there. And they got a secret. they got a secret they got to keep or go to jail or whatever. And I understand that. So yeah, there's nefarious, there's the Bilderbergers and all those guys. Those guys who manipulate society. They manipulate society by getting society hooked on something they can manipulate, money. You can't even walk out your front door without checking how much money you got. Almost every activity you can think of, your second thought is, do I have enough? I need food. I need clothing. I need shelter. But let's see if I got enough money. I want to go see a movie. Let me see if I got enough money. I want to go to a park. Let's see if I got enough. I want to get something to drink while I'm out there or eat. You know what I mean? And so money is second thought. And so who controls the money? You don't. Let's put it that way. And we won't have to get into any specifics. You don't print it. You don't determine its value. It could be worth less tomorrow morning when you get up. That $2 you paid for gas, that gallon, and you thought you were going to have an extra dollar left over, when you get up tomorrow, it's $3. And so, no, you don't have an extra dollar left over. You're going to have to spend it all. Anyway, so the nefarious organizations, I got that. They got to be secret because they can go to jail or they can be found out their plans to rule the world. One world people. What do you call them? The one world people? The people who's, you know, guys, let me tell you something, section. So you guys are free to call in or put something in the chat. But let me lay this on you. I saw George Washington, father of our nation, so-called first president. I saw him with a in a Masonic ceremony, a Freemason ceremony, wearing a Mason apron and other stuff, and other symbols of Masonry. That was 1770-something. If there was a cabal, if there was a secret society, if there was a Illuminati, if there was a plan to take over the world and run it as a one world government, one religion, one this, one that, wouldn't you think they've had enough time to do that by now? The president was a Mason, and many presidents after that. So either they're impotent, if they have such a plan, or it's already done. No need to be, if that's true, there's no need to be worried about secret societies. Because the whole plan, one world government plan, is already in effect. Because if the presidents and all the presidents, all the way down to George Washington, several of them, everybody except, I guess, John F. Kennedy, Catholic guy. I don't know. But if you had all these people running shit, for hundreds of years, and they ain't done their one world government thing yet, then they're either impotent, they're either unable to do so, or unwilling to do so. So, or it could already be done, guys. You could be living in that one world government. Hell, yeah, shit. God knows they've had enough time to do it. And had enough people in enough places, in the right places, financially, politically, religiously, all the institutions. And so, what's up? If they were going to take over the world and make a one world government and all that good stuff that you've been hearing all these years, and you're still worried about and checking out, and being afraid of, adjoining. If you've had from 1700s to today and you ain't took over the world yet, and you had presidents and people in the high places all over the world, then you either impotent or, guys, it could already be done. And we could already be there. Put that in your pipe, this one. It may be you listen to Revolutionary Life with Gary. We're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tonight we're talking about secret societies, and we ask the question, what's the secret? Ain't it a little late to be locking yourself up in buildings and shit and saying you got a secret? Ain't the world unchanged to the point where all of these secrets, political ones, governments, scientific ones, all being found out? Our concept of reality and consciousness is all being revealed. Don't you see we're getting our power back? things are opening up, the veil is being removed or whatever they call it. All that's happening right now. So what's your secret, secret society? What you've been hiding all these years that you form a society to keep secret? And like I said, guys, leave out the nefarious organizations. I know there's syndicates out there, mafias out there, gangs out there, all kinds of groups, brotherhoods and sisterhoods. And they got their own, you know, reasons for wanting to be secret. I got, because they may be engaged in things that will get them in deep, deep trouble, just like the secret societies of old. And so, unless those secret societies are still scared of the Vatican, think they're going to be kidnapped like Galileo, or ostracized like Sir Arthur Boyle, for creating a vacuum, then they should come on out with whatever little secrets they got. Or maybe they ain't got anything. That's okay. That's okay, Golden Dawn. That's okay, Knights Templar. That's okay, Moors, Shriners, all you guys. That's okay to have a tight-knit group and look after each other called family. But if you ain't got no hocus pocus, let's stop the hocus pocus. I mean, people joining these things, people putting their money and their lives into these things. And if they agree that, hey, it's a brotherhood, it's a fraternity, we look after each other, cool. It's a brotherhood, it's a hood, it's our hood. I got that. I love organization. All high forms of life are multicellular organizations. But let's cut the secret shit if ain't no secret. And if there is a secret, what's the secret? Give me a little music. My lines are open, guys. My phone number is area code 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060. I got my chat room open. I'd like to put something in the chat. I definitely will respond to the chat. It's your time to shine.
It's all about. Just a little. Yeah. Alles, was ich kann.
Listen to Revolutionary, Revolutionary Life, where we look at all the things that affect our lives, but we look at them from a revolutionary point of view. And you know, guys, revolution ain't nothing but change. Revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of that change. You know, if you're up front when it goes down, you might have something to say about how it lands. If you're late, Johnny come lately, you won. So we try to keep our finger on the pulse around here. So we look at the things that affect our life, but we look at them from a revolutionary point of view. And like I said, revolution ain't up for change, and a lot of things need changing. Right now, there's people who believe that joining these some of these associations and organizations, studying their work, I mean, they ain't secret. They got books and all kinds of stuff, emblems and everything. But they meet secretly and they hold secret ceremonies. So I guess that makes them secret-like also. And again, I'm not talking about the nefarious groups, the groups that are out there breaking the laws or doing whatever that might be against the social rules. They have to hide, just like the people who studied things that the church didn't approve of in the 16, 1700s had to hide their knowledge and pass it along secretly in degrees. But this is 2021. Who you scared of? Who you got to hide from if you got knowledge? Or if you're holding on to something that the world would prize, something worth knowing about us, about society, about reality, about our power. And that's what we're hiding. We don't know how powerful we are. And maybe you do. Well, it's time to give up the it's time to give up the information, baby. It's 2021. It ain't 1700s. And so the only reason you wouldn't is that you benefit by the rest of us not knowing. If you don't have any knowledge, if you don't have any special knowledge about our powers and our abilities or anything like that, then what the hell are you calling yourself? What are you speaking around for? And if you got information that we all need, open a school. Teach by degrees. just like we teach by grades. What's the difference? First grade, second grade, third grade. First degree, second grade, third degree. If you got something that we all need to know, open the school. What's the secret shit? Unless you got something nefarious, you know what I mean? Unless you got people joining your group, spending their money, thinking that they're going to find out 360 degrees of knowledge, thinking they're going to be able to pull Hiram from the grave. And you don't have anything to offer, really. Except, I must admit, you have an organization. And my hat's off to you. You have a brotherhood, a hood. You got your own hood. Hats off to you. Look out for each other. Whatever your pledge is, your pledge to look out for your brothers and sisters, I like that. That's family. Ain't nothing wrong with that. What was all the secret shit about? I mean, be a brotherhood. That's cool. But what you got to hide? And if it's something we all know, why would you hold on to it unless you benefit by us not knowing? What's that about? But I told you guys, for the last break, one or two things going down. When I saw George Washington in a Masonic ceremony, wearing the apron and everything, I said, shit, it's 2021. If these people ain't took over the world by now, they can't. They're unwilling or they're unable. Doesn't matter, they haven't. Or maybe they have. That's the alternative. Maybe the one world thing has already gone down and you don't even know it. We got a little while left, guys. My lines are still open. I'm going to give you a little music. This is your time to shine. Chat room is still open. Thank you. You're listening to Revolutionary Live. This is Gary speaking. We're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tonight we're taking a revolutionary look. Tonight we're taking a revolutionary look at secret societies. Our so-called secret societies. We know that there are some societies out there. Lots of them. Some of them are up to no good, right? Some of them are criminal organizations, but they're organizations. You know, they mafia, they syndicates, they all that. Chinese tongues, they all that. They stick together, and they secret. For good reason, if they're breaking the law. For good reason. So I got that, those secret societies, okay? And I got the early secret societies, the one who had to hide from the church just to read a papyrus on chemistry from Egypt, from the Library of Alexandria. I mean, it was repression back in those days, I understand. In fact, the Library of Alexandria, the Christians, the early Christian movement was pretty militant. The early Christian movement is credited for being one of the groups that burned down or attempted to burn down the Library of Alexandria. So that was militant, like, you believe this or nothing kind of thing. And so the church kept that tradition going on, of course, with the Crusades and the Spanish Inquisition and the like, to the point where scientists was afraid to do just science for going against the church. Galileo, Sir Arthur Boyle, Isaac Newton, and probably many, many more who hid their experiments or went someplace where they wouldn't be persecuted for practicing. They had knowledge. They had information. They had gathered from Greece, from Greece and from Egypt. And the prize one was alchemy or chemistry. But the church condemned all of that. I got that. So you had to have secret societies in the Adam Weishaupt days. However, this is 2021. What's the secret? Now, I guess there's many possibilities. I mentioned that maybe the church is still strong enough to keep the secrets away from us. I told you. When Galileo said the sun was in the center, that we were living in a solar system, instead of the earth being in the center and everything going around the earth, the sun was in the center and everything circled around the sun. The church arrested him, held him hostage, and while he was being held hostage, he wrote a letter to a prince, and the prince published the letter. The letter said that the church told him while he was in the Vatican that they already knew that we lived in a solar system. It was just that the people wasn't ready to know. And he said they backed it up by reaching on the shelf, pulling out a book by Copernicus back in the Greco-Roman period. Copernicus that showed the sun in the middle and the earth and other planets going around the sun, just like Galileo had said. So the Vatican had the book on the shelf from Copernicus. They knew we lived in a solar system. And they told Galileo, but the people are not ready to know yet. So it's 2021. What's the secret? What else are we not ready to know? I mean, they're revealing stuff about UFOs now. I don't know what the deal is. What else are we not supposed to know? We ain't ready to know yet. All right, guys. I have my lines open. My phone number is 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060. And my chat room is open. We got a few more minutes. It's your time to shine. The other thing I ask guys about secret societies is that maybe the scheme of taking over the world, building a one world government, the new world order, it's already happened. Ever thought of that? I saw George Washington, the father of this nation, in a Masonic ceremony. So if they've been running shit for 200 years, and many other presidents were in these orders, all the way up to the Bushes, George Bush Sr., and all these guys. And I asked the question, if they've had this long, and they got people in this kind of power, in positions of power like this, and the Rothschilds and all, they got the money, they got the politics. And here it is, 2021, and they haven't built a one world government yet. Then they're impotent. They're either unable or unwilling. On the other hand, I pose that maybe they already have. They got the people in place for centuries. Presidents, captains of industry, politicians. Maybe they already done that. And you living in, so you can forget about conspiracy theories. You forget about exposing conspiracies and following the Bilderberger group around when they meet. It's done. The other thing is it just could already be done. They had enough time and people in the right places. Why wouldn't it be possible that that one world shit is done? It's a wrap and you're in it. Had enough time. They've been in enough powerful places. What's the hold up? 1700s till today? What's the hold up? Maybe it's already done. Maybe you can put down your conspiracy books and you're searching for the conspiracies here and there. Maybe you can quit worrying about the Illuminati and the Golden Dawn and all these groups, Skull and Bones, and trying to stop them from building a one world government, trying to stop them from turning us to robots or whatever. That's maybe all that's done already. They certainly had enough time and opportunity. They certainly created enough chaos. They make these changes in chaos. A couple of world wars. They've been in a, this country's been in a war since I was born. From Korea to Vietnam to Desert Storm to Afghanistan, Syria. Maybe it's done already. Maybe that's what you need to be. Now, maybe we should research that. Because if we think finance, if we think money, we are in a one world government. Run by those who got the money and the resources. I want to thank everybody for listening in tonight, guys. Tonight we did a little thing on secret societies, and we asked them, what's the secret? It's 2021. What's the secret? What are we holding on to? Why? Or is there a secret? Or is it just a way to get people's money and time? Searching for something. Traveling. My name is Gary. This is Revolutionary Life, guys, where we talk about things from a revolutionary point of view. We're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we also have all of our shows are archived. So if you're watching our show, you can scroll down and you will see all of our shows on demand. And they're by topic. Pick your topic, man. Pick your topic, because we on top of all kinds of things here that affect our lives. Thank you for tuning in. And I'll be here tomorrow night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. If you click the follow button, you'll be able to maybe get a heads up on what the show is going to be about tomorrow night. Also, I have a Facebook page by the same name, Revolutionary Life. There's even more stuff to explore over there. Everybody have a wonderful evening. Don't let the secret societies keep you up at night. They might not have no secrets. It's 2021. Maybe them days over. You've been listening to Revolutionary Life. See you tomorrow night. Signing out. Good night. Have a good night. Mm-hmm.